Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
2007 firing.
Yeah.
Come on, we here now.
I was a pain in the ass. I was like, I challenged the system. So you live in Atlanta. I had no idea how racist the state can be. I had no idea. You probably grew up with the, you knew how to be. I had no idea. I grew up here, Corny, Pasadena, living my life, minding my business. Like the black, white, purple, green people, we all got along. Racism wasn't as obvious then as it is now. And I came in there loud and proud, and they couldn't stand me. Listen, I cuss like a sailor. I don't hide that. But I said, mother sucker, and they were like, okay, this is it, right here.
So how long was your little vacation?
3 weeks, maybe.
So you were right back.
I was right back. It was maybe.
We all been was suspended. You were suspended.
I got suspended.
Have you ever been suspended?
Without the fine. I got suspended. Without the fine.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pill. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wicked wheel straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
The I Am Athlete Parlay. We've been hot.
These are guaranteed wins.
I'm going to take Arizona over San Fran.
Whoa.
It's all about matchup, understanding who's playing against who. It's a game of chess.
It's baseball season. We've already seen a no-hitter. We already seen walk-off home runs or walk-off finishes. Look, all new customers, download DraftKings Sportsbook, the app, and it's a play for new customers. Listen, all you guys are old heads. I get y'all to play already. Make room for the new customers. Download the app and use promo code ATHLETE, all right? If you bet $5 on any baseball team, any, you're going to get $150 in free bets instantly. This video is brought to you by DraftKings, one of our partners. Have been partners with us for a very long time, and it's been awesome to see all you guys make a lot of money, especially on all my crazy parlays. But right now, it's about baseball season. If the sports book isn't open in your state, you can still participate in the Daily Fantasy Contest. Every single week, there are going to be millions of dollars of prizes given out. DraftKings Sportsbook is the app. Download that. Use promo code ATHLETE. And when you win, send me a couple of dollars while you at it. Help a brother out. DraftKings.com is the sportsbook. I Am Athlete is the platform. Parlay, I Am Athlete all day. Promo code ATHLETE. Let's get it. Let's jump into it. Thank you so much for, you know, giving us some time. You know, I think if I'm being honest, because I'm going to beat you to it, we need to do a better job of bringing our women along with us. You know, so like we've had some legendary guests, and this is another one. When I think about you, you know, I think about like a disruptor. I think about, you know, an innovator. I think about being unapologetic. I think about, you know, you are who you are and
queen.
Just brilliant. And
the
so,
queen. That's the queen. I always call her the queen.
Right, but think about it as athletes, bro. Playing for the Lakers, playing for the Dallas Cowboys, playing for the Chicago Bears, like some legend in New York as well. Like, bro, we've been on some of the biggest platforms. But at the end of the day, we all wanted to be featured on ESPN. We all wanted CeCe and Skip and Stephen A. to talk about us on First Take.
In a good way, though, in a good way.
That show, when you talk about a debate show,
yeah. next level. And so that's why I think about you and like being able to break through. You know, you rose up in ESPN the hard way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And there's so much we can talk about there, but you know, one, thank you. And two, what the hell happened, right? Like, I'm gonna jump right into it because, you know, all of a sudden, I would say First Take was my favorite sports talk show. The whole vibe, even the fashion that you brought to the table. And then all of a sudden one day, you know, you gone. You mm-hmm. on SportsCenter. Mm-hmm. You know, can you talk us through your time at ESPN, how you came up the hard way, and then get to that conversation, how you left First Take to SportsCenter.
First off, I want to say you guys do a great job. I'm a fan, and I know you guys have a lot of fans. So it's interesting because I grew up like you had to work in small markets, pay your dues, be a journalist, be serious, report the facts. I never thought I'd see a time where athletes and former athletes now have the table. And we'll get there eventually, but you guys have the table and you're doing well. So I mean that just from the profession, and I've worked with some of the greats. So the way in which you do it is how y'all should do it. Don't try to be anything else but what you all are. So thank you for having me. You know, I got hired at First Take in 2012. And I remember, I used to watch the show all the time. Jay Crawford was the host. I don't know if you guys remember, Jay Crawford and, Dana. Dana was also the host before I got there, before they had the regular format. And I remember getting a call saying, and what people don't know is, here's the funny story. I was a local news reporter, and I worked in West Virginia, I worked in Florida, I worked in all these different markets. Atlanta, we'll talk about that. So I worked in all these different television markets. And then I got fired when I worked in Atlanta on some bullshit. But the reality is that my strong personality had always been there. I had never not been somebody who would like just push back. I don't know not how not to. And then I get this job at this tennis channel. I work at the tennis channel, and I'm like, this is great. I do it for a year. But every time we would cover the US Open, I would see this ESPN tent, and it was big, and it felt special. And I'm like, I should probably work there. That's what I just tell myself. And I didn't really have an agent at the time. I flew myself to Bristol. I met with a couple of people. I handed out my resume. Back when you can do that. You can't do that now, right? And I handed out my resume, and I sat in the lobby all day, and whoever would just talk to me, I talked to them. I was just like, I'm gonna be here, whatever it takes. And then like a year later, I'm still at Tennis Channel. They call me, they say, I need you guys to host this show. Can you host this show? And I was like, of course. And they're like, it's First Take. I'm like, of course. So I get the job, you know, it was a bit of a search.
Why you just make it, it's almost like you minimized that. Like, did you know how big of
Oh no, you know, I knew, first... okay, so if I'm gonna keep it a buck, when I went into audition, it was Skip and Stephen A. They had just announced that they were going to be the permanent host, and they're getting a third person. And they interviewed Jemele Hill, and they interviewed mostly blonde women, if I'm honest. They interviewed a bunch of blonde women. And then Jemele Hill was one, and they interviewed me and one other black girl. And I went in for the audition knowing they already wanted a blonde, because this is Monday through Friday on a popular show. You're not going to hire a black girl, especially not a brown-skinned black girl. You're not hiring me.
Right.
That's how I went in. Yeah. So I do the audition, and I'm like, I kill it. I tell my agent, kind of agent at the time, I was like, I kill it. But if they give it to me, I'd be surprised. But he was like, how'd you do it? I was like, I felt like I was that good. I knew I was that good. And I knew the audition went well. I didn't think they were giving it to me. And I said, if they call me before a certain time, before the U.S. Open, I'm going to get the gig. And they called me. They were like, can you meet us at, you know, in our tent, in our special suite? We want to talk to you. The guy who runs First Take wants to meet you in person. Just make sure it's all put together. Like, she is who she looks like, you know, because it's a physical thing, right? And she is what she says. And then I get the job, and I know it's a big deal, but they don't tell me it's a big deal because they don't want me to be nervous. They act like it's no big. It's like, come on, okay, we need you to start by football season. You know, so it's October 1. We already a month behind. So start. So I get the gig, and I don't know Skip and Stephen A. The first, like, few weeks was crazy. I went from, like, 500 followers on Twitter to thousands and thousands. And, you know, are aggressive as fans. I don't like your hair. I don't like your shoes. Right. You don't know what you're talking about. Get back in the kitchen. Da-da-da-da-da. So I'm just like, my whole world is rocked.
Yeah.
So I figure it out. But I figure it out with the help of people who've been there before, like Jemele. Like when they used to be on my ass about not pronouncing names right. Because I would mess up a name in a minute. And then that just takes away
your
credibility.
English name, right?
I was. But if I didn't know... See, I knew basketball well. Lakers, right? I knew basketball well, and I knew football. Talk to me hockey. I didn't know about hockey. Yeah, right. You want me to talk about baseball? Hey, Dodgers? Like, I just, see, I had to learn quick. And there's no room. Let me take that back. Stephen A. can pronounce names wrong all day long, which he does. Hmm. Let me do it once, and it's, see, that's why we don't need you women in here doing this sports thing. Yeah. Y'all messing it up. So it was this worse for me. Like, I couldn't even tell you. And then I just finally, I put my head down and figured it out. You got it. You learn the route. You figure out what you got to do on the play. Like, you figure it out if you have talent. Right. And I figured it out. And then I started to get comfortable and confident. And then when those things happen, then everything changes. Like, I'm not as deferential to these two guys. I'm not as, thanks for having me here. Yeah, right. I'm so happy just to be here. I'm like, no, I work hard.
I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah.
So.
Dynamic changes.
As a young entrepreneur, when I say young, I played ball my entire life. We have 67, 68 people on our staff. And then, I'm learning about the workplace. I'm learning about working with women. And the reason why I say that is because I had a young lady on her team, and she was telling me about her experience, a black young lady. Mm-hmm. And she telling me about her experience in the workplace, in the NFL. And she felt like she had to, kind of almost dumb herself down a little bit. In our culture, our women may have a different hairstyle every other week. And, you had people asking, oh, is it real? Can I touch it? Doing all that other stuff. So, I didn't know about, the black woman's experience in the workplace.
Yeah.
When you first entered and you talked about the audition, did you feel like you had to dumb yourself down a little bit? Because you said they wanted a blonde with blue eyes.
I didn't feel like I had to dumb myself down, which is honestly the reason why I think I got the job. I was completely naive. I didn't know Skip and Stephen A. that well. I just knew them from TV. And I thought it was a lot of bluster. I thought it was just what they did. But they are exactly who they are. Yeah. And so what comes with people who are really talented, because both of I say this, and I'm not, this is no cap, the super talented. They worked hard. They taught me work ethic. We would work 6-7 days a week. We'd cover the Super Bowl, take 2 days off, fly somewhere. Finals, it was brutal, back and forth, flying across the country. They worked hard, and they did the homework, and they came prepared. Nobody was unprepared. But the problem was, for me as a black woman in that position, and at the time, and we can do the research, nobody was Monday through Friday on a popular 2-hour TV show that was a black woman at the time. And they just, they let me know I didn't matter. And whatever, intentionally, unintentionally, it was obvious. It was just like, you don't matter. Just be happy that you're here. Ask questions, don't talk. Yeah. Be happy that you're here.
Is that the supposedly when you called a mother? Or is that...
Oh, no, oh, listen.
That's 2007. 2007.
Yeah. But I did get fired for, and I did say mother sucker, but that's a black thing. Now it's a whole podcast. I didn't go, no. I curse. I would own that. I was like, that mother sucker's tripping, doing a commercial break. It wasn't even on camera. That's why there's no footage of it. If y'all tried to look for video, if I actually curse on air, look at this day and age. It would be uploaded somewhere.
2007.
So it would be uploaded somewhere. Yeah.
Come on, we here now. It's a safe place. So,
you know what? They just fired you and hired you right back.
I was a pain in the ass. I was like, I challenged the system. So you live in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I live in California all my life. Lived in Florida for a few years. Moved to Atlanta, and I was like, oh, this is Georgia.
Oh yeah.
I had no idea. You imagine somebody who lives in California, and y'all know how California is. We're all free, and I come and I go to Georgia, and I'm out here just doing my black girl. And that's where they want you to be demure. They want you to be like, excuse me, who do you think you are? I was like, what do you mean? Who do you mean? I'm me. I had no idea, and this is a true story, and this was late in life. I had no idea how racist the state can be. I had no idea. You probably grew up with that. You knew how to be. I had no idea. I grew up here, corny, Pasadena, living my life, minding my business. Like, the black, white, purple, green people, we all got along. Racism wasn't as obvious then as it is now. And I came in there loud and proud, and they couldn't stand me. So they found an opportunity. Y'all know this. Everyone here speaks their mind. When we had to work for whomever we had to work for, we all spoke our mind. And it bothered everybody. No one wants to hear that from us. Do your job. And I didn't do that. And so when they found an opportunity, listen, I cuss like a sailor. I don't hide that. But I said, mother sucker. And they were like, okay, this is it right here. Because she bothered. She disrupted.
Nobody was saying mother sucker back then.
Yes, they were. Your parents never said mother sucker.
No, come on. Come on. You young.
I Michael Blackson made it.
Okay.
Just finally admit. Come on, let's break news. We always
I did not curse. I'm not going to admit it.
Just go ahead and finally say.
And I would admit it if it was true, because I've been cursing on said podcast.
Mother sucker.
You like that mother sucker. That mother sucker.
What happened at ESPN? The movie
came out. The movie was out around 2000. What?
It might be before then.
2004, yeah. 2003.
Somebody said mother sucking Friday.
That's when
I'm pretty sure
it. Yeah,
it was said way before I said
that. Well, that was a corny moment then.
Mm-hmm.
If you said mother sucker,
it was corny.
You got fired on your day off.
Yeah. If you said mother sucker.
Literally, and then they brought me back. It was crazy. It was crazy, but that was fine. I needed that. I think everybody, I don't know about y'all, everybody needs to be fired.
So, how long was your little vacation?
3 weeks, maybe.
So you were right back.
I was right back. It was maybe.
We all been was suspended. You were suspended.
I got suspended.
Have you ever been suspended?
Without the fine. I got suspended without the fine.
Our suspension ain't like y'all's, though.
Okay.
Y'all go to a crazy house and shit.
When people have an idea of who you are, you automatically get assigned trouble. Right. We all understand that. You could literally, I didn't do it this time, I promise. Yeah, I went with her. You going home, like, I didn't do nothing. Or you be like, I wasn't in that fight.
Right.
Sometimes you was with the shits, right? Yeah. And then sometimes you wasn't, and because of your reputation, you couldn't get a fair shake. And that's just essentially what happened, which is fine. And my reputation was, she talks too much. She's always in the newsroom trying to change things. She's talking about what's wrong. And they want you to go along to get along a lot of the times.
What's your reputation now?
I don't know.
Because
I don't care. I don't care. I don't know. I was like, God, that's good. I don't know, and I don't care. So I leave First Take under uncomfortable circumstances.
Talk to us, because I need to know. I need to know. I like to get messy on the show. I need to know. All I know is watching this. This is we all, every athlete, everybody in the world watching First Take.
Really believed in, like, the angry black woman?
They made me out to be a full angry black woman. But I was angry. Okay. They made me out to be, and I was one. But you guys remember?
You admitted it, so.
No, I was angry. But, okay, so it started. Do y'all remember the Ray Rice situation?
Yeah.
So there was a time, my job was only to ask questions and lay out. And then we started to talk about more than just sports, right? The transition started to happen so quick and fast in real time. So when Ray Rice was on the elevator punching his then fiance, now wife, we all had to talk about it. And they were very clear that I couldn't weigh in. Now, what does that look like? We're talking about domestic violence, and you got the only woman on the show not being able to discuss it. And by they, I don't know who made the decision, but it became so awkward and so noticeable, people start to write about it. Bloggers were like, y'all talking about domestic violence, y'all not letting her weigh in? And the same thing happened with Jameis Winston. They didn't want to talk about the rape allegations, and when they did, I couldn't talk about rape allegations. You got a woman on the show who can speak English and speak it well and make points, but it was so foreign to have women debate. They only accepted a few women debating back then, and to this day. One would be, obviously, my girl, Jemele Hill, and then a few other people. Doris Burke could debate if she wanted to. Not very many people, not very many women, they want to sit and go back and forth.
What is it, Mia Kimes is now on ESPN?
Yeah, Mina Kimes.
She got to stop saying little. Game told me stop saying little. Yeah. You know, she got a nice position there.
Yeah. Not many.
It was kind of what we talked about before the show. It's like, not only, you know, women, but black women, when you think about on these major platforms, not really given a seat or a space to actually give their opinion, was it like guide the conversation? So
we was talking about how you guys get judged. There's a lot of more critiques when a black boy say something wrong on TV. For instance, The View, when they fired Whoopi, I just used that one. It wasn't that bad.
Whoopi,
you
talking about?
Yeah. Way more shit from them other three.
Or not even just on that particular level. It was who she went after, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't Steven, but like you've seen people, like they, it was the worst punishment they could give her. Yeah. The thing is that we don't have that luxury to move, and they didn't want me to weigh in, and we perpetuated into the stereotype. And when I did weigh in, it got to the point where I was like forcing my voice. Like I'm having meetings. I'm like, I'm gonna say something. I don't care what they say. I'm gonna say right. something. And it was just, it got contentious. Like, I was over it, they were over it. They got tired of me complaining about not being able to weigh in, and they was like, okay. So when the position came up for me to do SportsCenter, I was like, I'm good, I'll make my own. And I left and went to SportsCenter. And it was upsetting because then the following host, which is still there, Molly, in the beginning, they would let Molly talk all the time. What's your opinion? And I'm like, what show is this?
Wow.
How are you? Like, Molly could talk. And I was told specifically not to talk. The reality is because I was the first, I had to go through things that other people didn't have to go through. And I knew they felt the heat from other people saying, a woman should be able to weigh in. This is ridiculous. This is not 1815. Yeah. This is not 1956. Like, we should be able to weigh in. And I felt a way because, I mean, I went through it tough. I went through it tough because I wanted to just say, here's my opinion about a man. And here's the thing, too.
It's not about just, you but all. You keep saying, like, you know, Ray Rice, you talked about, was the other
Ray
situation.
Rice, Floyd Mayweather, I go down and listen.
But there was the other one you said Ray Rice, and then you jumped to...
Oh, I said Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston.
Because he had the... Yeah,
but what about just also, okay, that, but what about your opinion in sports as well?
Same.
You know
they
what
didn't
I'm
want
saying?
It. And they
like,
didn't
just,
want it.
We want your opinion.
They didn't want it. And they start to lean into it a little bit because it did look bad. Like, you just can't have a woman sitting in that position being cute and asking questions. Like, people start
this
to ask.
Here, yeah.
People are like, that's like, what world are we in? Why aren't you talking? I swear to God, every time somebody met me, they'd be like, why don't you talk? Wow. I was so insecure. When I would cover, I go to the ESPYs, I go to NBA All-Star. And the question I would give from athletes all the time, or even fans, like, why don't you talk? And I felt so stupid. I felt so little. I was miserable. But here's the deal. My platform was growing and growing and growing, and I was getting more famous and more famous and more famous. So you got to ask yourself, do I decide I want to be on TV with an opinion, or do I just sit back and be quiet and just enjoy this fame and being on TV 5 days a week?
That's a tough transition. You talk about that.
Man,
it's almost like being at the
first.
Pinnacle in the media space, you know, it's First Take versus
right.
ESPN, then it's First Take.
Correct.
Okay? You make that transition, you said it was tough. When you saw Molly up there right away being able to give her thoughts and opinions, how did you feel? You understand? Did you ever deal with any type of like isolation, depression? Did you go through it, or was it just super stressful time?
I didn't. I just had to learn what it was for us. Black men, you know what it is for you. When you're out at night and you're walking down the street and you're by yourself, you know what it is. You know how people are going to treat you, how they may react to you. You know what it is if they don't know you're Brandon Marshall or Pac-Man or Swaggy. You know what it is. And as a black woman, I just said, that's what it is. Like, and that's a tough lesson to learn in real time on television, Monday through Friday. I just learned I was a black woman that had very little value. And I better be happy with what I had, or I had to figure out a plan to make my own.
We talked a little bit about it on your podcast, whatever, because it was just like, you just transitioned. Like, that was a big thing for me. I ain't doing this because we just on the podcast and we talking right now. Like, I really am curious. At that time, like, I was tapping into, you know, broadcasting, doing inside the NFL, and that's the pinnacle. Still to this day, it's kind of the pinnacle. You got
sure.
Undisputed, you got First Take.
Sure.
And all the other stuff, man, hell, man, people watching Pat McAfee, people watching y'all podcast, people on YouTube, right? So, like, I'm really into this. It's like, did you feel in that moment, and we kind of touched on this on your podcast, dope podcast, by the way, love it.
Thank you.
Please, you know, everybody watch it, download, subscribe,
make
YouTube,
it.
All of that,
mm-hmm.
you know, support.
Mm-hmm.
Where was your colleagues? Where was the athletes? Where was Stephen A? Where was, you know, all the people that rock with you? Did we do a good enough job standing up and saying, where's CeCe at?
Mm-hmm.
Why y'all do CeCe like that? We ain't coming on that show. Like, did we do a good enough job?
Yeah, no. I don't ever feel support. I don't ever feel supported by athletes. I haven't in a long time. Like, that just comes with it, being a woman, a black woman. I tell you, all right, here we go. I never felt supported because it is a boys' club. Y'all do this thing that women don't know how to do. Y'all take care of each other in a major way. So I remember me being like, if we interview Floyd, I want to ask Floyd about domestic violence and how does he reconcile? Because I know so many women are fans of his, and can he be committed to being a better man for his, not only for his children, but for black women who fool with you and support you in the community? Don't you dare. No, we're not doing that. That's stupid. That don't have nothing to do with what he does for a living. I'm like, oh, it absolutely does. We just watched Ray Rice lose his entire career. It absolutely does, which is also, I have my own thoughts on that. And then I just became the only person that wanted to speak about it. And without fail, when we ever try to challenge you all or the system, it is like, you a hater, you only date white men, y'all hate us, y'all want us dead. I'm like, I don't know. No, what about the black women that I'm trying to build up and support? It's not that we don't love y'all, because we do.
That's a tough question to ask somebody, though.
And I did it, and it was uncomfortable as hell. But let me tell you why I did it. Because when he said, when they asked him about Ray Rice and beating his wife, his response, and I'm paraphrasing, was, why is he suspended for 3 games? That's silly, 3 or 4 games. That doesn't make sense. Get out of me. Like, he just said something so flippant. And I was just like, okay. And nobody questioned it. No reporter questioned. Nobody pushed back and said, well, there's a video of this man abusing this woman. And it's, and I, listen, it's such an uncomfortable conversation. We never talked about personal lives because I don't want nobody in my. But when that happened, it opened the door, and we had to change it. Y'all talk about new media, that's a part of new media. We never discussed anybody's personal life before, ever before. And if that is now on the table, we talking about it.
But should we be talking about?
I don't
think so. Why you say it's a tough question?
Just because, for me, I wouldn't want to talk about it. I feel like, at the same time, that's bringing me down or making me look a certain way.
Sure.
And it's hard to answer, too. Like, you want to be politically correct, and at the same time, you want to tell your truth, too. So,
right. What if,
like,
it's,
you can't
what
say,
if
I feel like I you can't say the right thing in that situation.
Well, the right thing would be,
not
I
to
fucked
hit
up.
Somebody. Yeah,
I'm better. But. I'm working with my wife. We changing things. I'm working with my baby mama. We good. We worked it out. I can't respond. I can't push back on that. I can't say, are y'all really working it out? Like, I'd be like, got it. By the way, 9 times out of 10, if somebody's giving y'all a tip on how to handle folks who are asking those questions, we just want to hear that you have some sort of contrition. Some sort of, I'm apologizing.
Say that word again. Yeah. That was over my head. Contrition?
What did you say?
Hold on. You know you're an English major. UCLA. You said contrition?
Contrition. We want to see that you, they want to see that you actually feel bad for what you did.
Where did you get that word from?
It's just,
contrition,
you know,
is like
listen.
Compassion?
You knew that word?
Listen.
Compassion? Like contrition?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
You just, you know, you
USC,
you
I went to USC
that.
Is kind of
correct.
Better than UCLA.
Yeah.
It's kind of
I never heard
UCLA.
That word, bro. I never heard that word. You heard that word before?
Yeah, I have.
You're the only one that ain't heard.
Contrition?
That's because you're sitting like that, man.
That's because you're sitting like
bro,
that. You're sitting different.
Right
you're sitting
now,
different.
Bro. Let me tell
but the thing know. Is like, I don't hold, I've covered all you guys in various capacities, and I still have much
yeah,
respect.
For sure.
Like, I don't hold you to who I thought you were. We're allowed to evolve.
What I was going to say earlier, 9 times out of 10, the mainstream athletes, when you say that we didn't support her, when we was playing ball, we know you, but, like,
it's hard.
What's the idea? How do we support?
How do you support?
I don't think we know.
It
we
looks
don't.
Like you don't know, because by the
don't.
Way,
like,
what do you say? You like
only,
how you go?
Like, if we don't have a conversation with her, other ladies that's doing media, how will we know how they are getting treated?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
that's a good point. You because if you're not watching Monday through Friday and you can't see certain things that are happening,
but like you said, you was pissed, but you wasn't.
I popped up and did my job. I smiled.
Right.
You had no idea. By the way, to your credit, everybody used to be like, "Why'd you leave? Everything looked great."
Because that's my. Talking about
they're like, "What they like? Why'd you leave?" And I'm all like, "Well, that's my job. I can go on there and be mad.
Right.
Like, my job is to go on there and do my job." But you should know. Any woman of color you see on TV, and I'm not being just generic, but any woman of color you see on TV or out here trying to make it. Is having a hard time. She's getting more no's than she's getting yeses. And when she does get the yes, they put her in a box. Dress like this. Do this. Don't talk like that. Why your hair like that?
Would
you
go back? Would you go back and work for ESPN?
I've been asked that so many times. And
yes. I'll say yes. They need you.
With everything you went through.
Let me tell you something. I think I think that I have been asked, in theory, let's just say in theory, by the company, and I think if it looked right and it was the right amount, I'd do it. But here's another thing. There, ESPN always brings people back. They've yet to bring back, you know, a Kerry Champion or a Jemele Hill or a Michael Smith, because I think it would be admitting that what they did wasn't right. And for a big corporation to fall on the sword is really rare.
That's true.
Because it was so big and it was so bold about how it all went down. Well, all of us. And mine was quiet, but people knew what it was. And I think for them, they would have a hard time admitting that. But I gotta tell you, I watch it and I'm all like, y'all need some help. Yeah, y'all need some people who know what it is. And I'm not just saying that and referring to me. I'm referring to people like Michael Smith and Jemele Hill who love what they did, who did the job just because they loved it. And they phenomenal. Sure, and cold classics, sure. His and hers. Like there
but was the crazy part is that's who we like.
That's who athletes like. And they don't even understand. Like that's what y'all register with.
That's
y'all,
right.
Like that's what they were doing. They were doing it for the culture. That show was for the culture. And they took it away and they don't understand the value that it had for the culture. And they sit there like, we're fine, they make their own stars too. They'll make a star in a minute.
So here's what I would say to this. I think if the opportunity presented itself, you should go back. But the way we need to be operating in these spaces right now is like, can I get a board seat? I would love to see you back in that space, but is it even worth it? You know, and I say that because I'm pushing the conversation to this whole thing, man. Everybody talking about new media, right? It's like, hell, some of the, like your podcast, the way it stack up and rank against some of the linear, you know, broadcast, like shows.
Same. It's all the same audience. It's the same people. If they fool with you, they fool with you.
And you say you had the culture. Do you think these linear and traditional networks are nervous right now with this whole thing about new media because you have all these other influencers, people who have the culture, have access to the athletes, the artists, the entertainers, the most prominent men and women in this space, and they're saying, you know what? I'd rather go sit down with them than I go to this traditional linear approach, right, or this show.
I'm gonna tell you, so new media for me, the debate, the reason my first take was so popular was because it was never done before. They were saying things that were inappropriate, it was wrong. I was there when Chad was on the show when it was 2 hours of grilling him about what he did. Did he do this? Did he not do that? That was the most, arguably one of the most uncomfortable interviews I had ever been a part of. But it was real and it was trending. And so that was, for me, when I could see the shift. I was like, oh, we're talking about this now. We getting into it. We going hard. And when T.O. was like, I'm coming on the show. I want to talk, but I may talk to Skip. I may not talk to Skip. I don't know how I feel. I tell you how I feel when I get there. And I love you, T.O. So then he comes on the show. And again, all this is like, we at a table like this. It's just like, these fools don't fool with each other. It's changing. That's new media. It just happened to be on ESPN2 at the time, right? Then the show's popular, and we see different versions of it. Then there's the Undisputed with Shannon, and then there's different versions all over on different shows in the morning, and you debate. Still new media to me, because you're debating things that you wouldn't normally talk about. Those basic questions aren't being posed. You going deep. Brandon Marshall, you know, he said that he's working on himself, but I don't believe, I'm hearing in the news, you know, you're like, oh, okay. So we getting into things about me more so in the locker room now. Then y'all are friends with these guys, All the Smoke. You remember All the Smoke?
Mm. Yeah.
All the Smoke starts.
Ooh.
I'm still at ESPN, and I'm watching it, and it's low. I'm probably on their first couple of shows that they have, maybe the first 10 shows. I was early on the show, but not far soon thereafter, it just started to pop, and Kobe came on there.
Oh, yeah.
Rest in peace, love you. Kobe comes on the show, and he's telling things that he doesn't tell anybody. And I'm like, oh, this is it.
Yeah.
That's the answer. Because you feel safe. They feel safe with y'all. They feel like, y'all have a language. Y'all ain't even got to say it. Y'all know what it is, right? And we could never, as a traditional journalist, relate. I ain't been in the locker room. I ain't played the sport. I respect that
it's
mentality.
Like the trust, though. We don't really trust you.
It's a whole nother. You're just like, oh, he ain't going to make me look bad.
Yeah.
There are some problems with that, though, and I'll get on that. But the reality is, that's when it started to switch. I'm going to give them credit because it became much more popular. And while not trained journalists, we y'all still figuring out how to ask questions and how to and do your research.
That's right.
It's still good TV because it's authentic and it's real. Like, you're like, what is this? I've never seen anything like it.
Salute to Matt Barnes.
Yes, sir.
Salute to
and
all
Stephen
the smoke.
Jackson. Yeah.
SJ, like 100%. Basketball dudes, y'all did it first.
I don't think they was from a the podcast. First. They was the bigger.
Correct. They did it bigger. They didn't do
let
it
me
first.
Just,
but
you know what they was the first to do?
Like, I know Kobe
they wasn't
was
the first
with,
to
Kobe
do
was
podcasts.
Old, Darius Miles and
Knuckleheads.
Yeah, Knuckleheads.
But here's the thing though, there's a traditional approach, and then there's like what you're talking about: organic, authentic, real. While they pop, they were smoking weed. Mm-hmm. On the show, having these conversations that
and then
we
you
have
got,
now.
But you
we
have,
never seen that
you
got
to have a network to buy in it, right? Because you realize they were just podcasting. And then they was like, oh, it works. Let me put them on TV now.
Yeah.
You understand, they have to have a small sample size. Because they'll tell you, it wasn't like they gave them $1 million when they first did it. They were like, oh, here, try this. And that's how all it works for us, right? We never get the $1 million deals.
Can I get some more wine, please?
Because you're stressed. So he need to get us some wine. He wants
can I get some more
you
wine?
You can top me off,
Swaggy don't want me to drink. He think I'm being bougie because you on the show.
Swaggy, is he being bougie because I'm on the show?
For sure.
Because he's normally not, Pac-Man, is he normally like, does he
no,
like?
He's normally
he normally bougie.
He's basically.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
How can we support? You got your own podcast. You got your own platform.
Yeah.
What? Tell us what we need to do.
Well, one... Just randomly, socially, tweet about it.
Yep.
Put it on your Instagram. Hey, I listened to this. It was great. Y'all got to check out my girl's podcast. It was fire. She made a good point. I'm about to get messy.
No,
she
can you get into it? Because now I want you to go a little deeper there. Tell the listeners, the viewers right now, why that's important for us to actually push traffic your way.
Because if I see somebody who, like, if I follow y'all and I'm hardcore, and y'all know y'all got your hardcore fans, right? Y'all have this huge base. Y'all usually have a bigger base than we could ever have because y'all have so many fans. It's so important to tell your fans, hey, pay attention. This is where I live. I rock with her. Because then they will automatically. Y'all don't even understand, and y'all do, but y'all don't. Like, y'all word is bond. Like, you are gods to these people. Not even on that level of just like, oh, they care about what you say, but they trust your judgment. They followed your career. They've been with you through your ups and downs. They've been with you when people said this about you, and they've always supported you. So here you are supporting someone who they haven't heard of, and they're like, okay, are you telling me she in the club? Are you telling me she cool? Okay, it's almost like that bad bitch that everybody has dated. You're like, so I can date her? Okay, she cool. She dated a few of my homies. I know she know what this is.
I don't think you're gonna date her though. You should have said that.
I'm not one to say it, but y'all sharing girlfriends sometimes, but
they
I ain't
love that.
My business.
They love that too.
All I'm saying is what I have seen and what I have
football
heard.
Football players don't care.
They don't care. Like,
no, she's
like,
talking about the basketball players.
I was actually.
I love where you at right now, but you still ain't go deep. Here, let me tell you, I'm you. Here's why we need to support you and why we need to retweet, we need to post, we need to do these things, is because ESPN is a machine behind them. FS1's a machine behind them. I seen you on CNN, you've been phenomenal there. Great job. It's a machine. They can go to CC and say,
I don't have a machine.
They can go to CC and say, here's the bag, and she good.
Mm-hmm.
She doing it on her own.
Yeah.
So the more traffic, the more views she has, the bigger bag she has. So if you want real content, because that's the space. We want real. Yeah. How the hell is she going to survive if we don't have the traffic?
Okay, so I give this example. I look at you. I look at all y'all. When y'all get ready to make money and y'all come together, y'all don't ever be like, you know, let me call my homegirl. But I know she's really smart. I would love to go to business with her. Let me call Carrie because I know she has a production company, or she's smart and she could. Y'all be like, let me call my homeboy Pook Pook and Mill Mill, and y'all bring everybody along. And nothing wrong with bringing Pook Pook and Mill Mill along, but y'all can bring us along too.
Sometimes
I'm cool
it's
with
about comfortability too. Sometimes
yeah, but get uncomfortable because we stay uncomfortable. If Brandon called me and was like, Carrie, I want to do a business deal. I want you to meet me and my 10 homeboys, and we want to hear your thoughts. I'd be ready. Uncomfortable as. But I'm showing up because I want to get this bag and I want to be a part of this. And I understand the importance of y'all. I, without even getting into my business, I was meeting with this woman who may or may not be in a very powerful political position. And she said, Carrie, what am I missing? I said, you're missing athletes. If you really want to win in this race, you got to go find these athletes because they're smart, they have their own platform, and they could help you in a way that you have never thought about. That's the first thing I think about. Like, my world, I watch how powerful you all are and how you turn the leverage. And I think, you know, disagree with me or not, I think LeBron had a lot to do with this. He showed that y'all got leverage. Y'all got it. Like, we just don't play ball. And if you think we dumb, you're about to find differently, right? And so now that you all have this leverage, imagine how y'all put this in a political space where you change the world and you change policy. Would be unbelievable. But there's this micro mindset of y'all just bringing your homies, or y'all fool with everybody who don't look like us. Like, you got your and it doesn't matter, but if a white man tells you it, it's dope. If I came to you with the same idea, you wouldn't think it was as dope. You just wouldn't. And it's okay. Because we've been taught like that.
No, that's real, bro.
I don't know.
Because we've been taught. Come on, swag.
Yeah, no, listen, and then we don't get into. Listen, to me, your agent. Who was your agent?
Mark Barstay.
I don't know.
He was a white man.
Yeah, so but like, I'll be on this, bro. Like, that's how we, and it ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, there's a lot of, like, people, like, if you can get the job done, black, white, green, don't matter.
Yeah, I'm about to say, because my manager is black.
But I do think that we are conditioned. I do think we are conditioned. To think that, like, and it's oh, that person is smarter than us. That community is smarter than us. And so I
or
think that we
need
resources. To be more intentional on, and I'm in this space now, building out teams, HR, hiring people, et cetera, et cetera. So, like, I'm in this every day where it's like, okay, we're gonna open up. We got this position. Are we intentional on making sure we're interviewing women? Are we intentional on making sure that we're interviewing black people or
Brandon,
Asian people?
You talk about
I think
support.
It's trust too. Like
I understand the trust.
You know, like breaking up each other because we want to do better than each other too. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, honest, yep. I want to swag on him. I don't want him to do better than me, so I'm not gonna bring him all the way up.
So, competition.
Competition.
Which is natural for athletes as well. It's like we so used to competing against
but
each other.
But I'm talking about specifically, because I'm talking about, I understand why we are conditioned to think white people are better, but I'm also saying black women are the smartest group of women that are in this society right now. If you looked and did the research, we are the most educated, the most, we have hustled from nothing to something, and everyone overlooks it. It's just crazy how fucking genius. I'll sit around my friends and I'm like, you just get changed.
Explain
and
why. Tell us why.
Well, the reality is culturally, we don't have any help.
They do everything.
You know, like we got a lot of broken families. Your mama raised you by herself, and so she don't have no choice but to hustle. And so that is passed on. And then as we get older and as we start to make more money and more inroads, the hustle is different. The hustle is I'll sign that deal for $1 million and I'm only working one day a week. The hustle is different. I want my own podcast and I want to own the rights. The hustle is different because there's this lack. And you talk about support. I talk about Brittany Griner. Like, have y'all tweeted about Brittany? Have y'all said this is important and stay consistent with it?
Well, I would say we haven't stayed consistent with it, but we had Lisa Leslie on the show and we had a whole show about it. So we had Auntie Chantel.
You've done more than most. Mm-hmm.
I did tweet about it and I talked to a couple of friends of mine and my question was, why not blow this up? And he was like, we're doing this time right now with the war and everything going on. We don't want to look weak for her. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we won't bring you home.
So the message was, don't say anything in the beginning. Now the message is, say something. We don't want to make it. We don't know what's happening. Period, point blank. A tweet that says, bring BG home.
Yeah.
You don't know who follows you. You don't know what senators and congressmen and people of influence and their people who work for them follow you. But if we can consistently do that for her, every week, once a week, day.
I disagree with you.
Why?
I disagree with you because we're talking about a war criminal in Russia.
Yeah.
And Putin that basically came out and said, if any of y'all get, for real, that boy gangster.
Yeah.
If any of y'all get involved, it's gonna be bad for everybody in the world.
So be scared.
So hold on, time out. So now you're dealing with somebody who basically say, I have nothing to lose. BG, Brittany Griner.
They have released people, Brandon.
Hold on. They exchanged. They did. But hold on, America. You know, powerful America. There's so much we can do, support, rallying everybody. If we all go out there and with our platforms, it's easy for us to do that like this, like you said.
So do you think they're gonna kill her if we go hard?
No, it's not kill her. It's, oh, America, that's what y'all want?
Right.
Putin gonna give her to us? That's my whole thing with it. Okay. It's like, damn, like I feel like
we're stuck in a hard spot.
Yeah, well, because, you know what I'm saying?
I think that we are giving entirely too much credit to Russia.
Yeah, for sure.
So what you're saying, we should go on over there and bomb that.
I mean, if I was the president. But what I'm saying is that I think...
Start a war for that's, Britney.
But it's not about going to war for Britney. What we're saying is you tweeting and showing that there's an overwhelming amount of support for this woman makes the president think like, or makes the vice president, or makes local senators think like, well, what are we doing? It's not on top of brain. I'm just asking y'all to think about us. When y'all make y'all multi-million-dollar deals, think of us.
You don't think nobody tweeted about
I think plenty of people tweeted about it, but we've let it fall back. We're uncomfortable, we're quiet, because our message is misconstrued. Putin could release her tomorrow.
He won't do that.
He won't do it just because it's annoying, just because we want her. Because he knows that she has some value. But she's been playing there for 7 years. I just start putting logic behind it. She's been in Russia for 7 years. Are they really about to kill her? Are they really going to do something harmful?
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. And if they got more pressure, listen, everybody I'm sitting here with right now is a disruptor. Y'all ain't never got nothing but waiting for somebody to give it to you. Every one of y'all know what it takes to go get what you want. Let's go hit her and bring her home. How are we going to sit here like this and think something gonna happen? None of y'all operate that way.
I think it could possibly be more, it could create more problems. I think, you know, when you're dealing with somebody who says, you know, I have nothing to lose, okay? And he's fighting against the world, and we're begging for Brittany Griner. If I'm him, I just put myself in his shoes. I always put myself in that person's shoes. If I'm him, I'm petty.
What you gonna do?
I ain't, no.
Well, if you're petty and you put yourself in shoes, what's the end result?
No, you can't have her.
So if the worst case scenario is no, let's just try it.
But what I'm saying, even
okay. If the worst case scenario is no, then let's just try it.
Because we know, I don't think he'll, I don't, yes, I like that.
But the WNBA women is not tweeting about it.
Yes, they are.
Now they are, now they are.
Yes, they are.
They did it at first. Now it's all over the courts at the opening night a couple weeks ago, months ago. Yes, 100%.
They like day 100, bring her home. Day 100, bring her home. Day 110, bring her home.
What? Damn. Okay, all right, look.
If the worst case scenarios, if they say no,
right.
You don't think they're going to get rid of her? Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
I have a question now.
Go.
So this is not even a story. I have a question. And maybe y'all can help me because I've been having this debate with my girlfriends forever. Like, forever. Like, and by forever, I mean the last 6 months because I'm becoming more aware of it.
I don't like that my girlfriends.
Because I want to make sure I'm not jaded. And as a journalist, I want y'all opinion.
Y'all jaded when the women get together.
Tell me.
They jaded.
And when the men get together, what happens?
We're getting there.
We're logical.
When we start to talk about feelings and emotions, but I don't know. Like, y'all.
Let's hear it.
It depends on
what
the game goes.
I want to hear what she's about to say.
I got to talk about black love and what it looks like. I have... And this is my world because I'm around y'all all the time. I think I'm jaded, so I want y'all to help me. So I hear all these conversations, especially from my homies that are men, that are like, you know, black women be this, black women be that. And it's always they down on us, right? We angry, we mean, we need to do whatever. The list goes on.
I'm angry.
Well, I'm sorry, you agree?
That I love my black woman. Okay. But she's angry as hell.
Why do you agree with that? Why do you think black women are angry all the time?
Well, I just irritate her. Everything I do, I feel like I irritate her. I leave trash on the floor. She put it in front of me, like, you left that. I'm like, damn, that's petty. Like, y'all petty to me sometimes.
Now, would a woman that is not black, would she be easy about it? Would she be easy about trash on the floor? I'm curious. I don't know. I don't date women. Nothing wrong with it.
She's getting messy right now.
From your past experience,
they just picked it up.
They would have just picked up the trash.
Ooh.
Okay.
We going there.
So I want to make sure. I'm going to repeat back what I heard. No. I just want to repeat back what I heard because I want to make sure. Your mom also picked up your trash. Okay, so I want to make sure I heard. Okay, so a black woman will get mad at you if you leave trash on the floor, but if you date someone who is not black, 9 times out of 10, more often than not, she's going to pick the trash up and throw it away for you. So that's why black women are angry.
I will assume that.
From past experience. Your thoughts?
I'm laughing, wifey in the back, looking, you did this, wifey, right? Hey, I'm just like, so. Hey, Pac.
But listen. Either way it go, no, this is a good conversation.
Yeah, it's a great conversation.
I'm just saying, I'm just giving you a heads up as a brother.
I wouldn't know
your wifey in the background just did this.
Man, I ain't worried about this.
Okay, I got your back, brother. Answer correctly, brother.
Black women are more, what's the word do I use? I would say aggressive than white women.
We digging ourselves.
Just really have to. We
isn't that good.
That's the truth. You know what I mean? I don't know what make it like that. But
I was going to ask you, why do you think they appear more aggressive?
Because they've been through war. And like just growing up, the black woman like was always in a hustle mode for me. And I feel like that's like created the... Like strong black women, I feel like they have to be strong all the time. And I don't think we nurture them enough.
So, and I also hear you saying black women can't take the armor off. They can't chill out.
It's tough.
They stay tough.
It's hard.
It's impossible to switch it off.
It's hard.
Is that what it is? You answering?
I mean, I'm speaking, yes, for me, like, you know, I listen. What I don't understand is I'm trying, and it's funny to me, because I love you. First of all, I love you for being as honest as you are, because what you said is crazy. But I appreciate you.
That's me.
Yo, I'm telling you.
That's
me.
No, but I appreciate your, that's your honesty. Like, I love you for being honest.
It's one verse, it's one verse three right now, and bro, we losing right
no,
now.
No, no, but losing. I'm saying, no, no, y'all
I'm
not losing.
I'm telling y'all, she's setting us up.
She's admitting to it.
No, she's no, setting us up. No, no, she ain't.
I'm
no.
not setting her up, but I'm saying somebody's at home listening, like, he right. Yeah, like, why won't you just pick up the trash and shut the hell up? Like, somebody, more somebodies are agreeing with you than they will agree with me. And this is what I'm asking you. You said black women appear more aggressive, but it's because of our circumstance. But because y'all don't even take that into consideration, we just angry. So then we stay angry, right? And we don't even know we angry. We don't even know we mad. We don't even know we pissed off. We like, wait, I'm just trying to take care of the bills. I'm just trying to take care of myself. I don't have nobody else to do it, you know, because I don't have a daddy with a trust fund 9 times out of 10. I gotta have 10 jobs. I had 8 jobs in college. I was a full, like, you, I was always working. School was secondary. The thing is that that's where we stay. And then when we finally get to a moment to chill out, we like, oh.
You better not, boy.
Oh, yeah.
God, please.
So, I wanna be very careful here. Cause y'all, hey, she, you think you.
I'm not, what are you, Brandon?
So I want to reset the conversation, and because I want to join. I want to get my opinion.
Okay, reset.
Awesome. So what are we trying to accomplish? What are you asking right
I'm
now?
I'm talking about this back and forth between black men and black women that I don't like. Black men consistently criticizing black women, and black women consistently criticizing black men. I don't like it.
Okay. You just agreed to it, though.
I do, but I don't like it.
Why is that even a conversation?
Because that's what's happening in the world today. I think that with the advent, may he, you know, rest in peace and whatever you feel about him, Kevin Sam. Samuels, who he made a whole living off of going hard on us. He made a living.
Did you tune in? Did you listen?
I never, because I wouldn't let that get in my spirit. But my point is, a lot of men that I know and respect were following him and listening to him. Women I know who were dating people were like, oh, Kevin Samuels told him to do this. Like, he was somebody's god. And they were taking that advice and using it in real life. And that just wasn't realistic. And I'm like, why are we beefing with each other? Why do we have such negative images of each other? That's what I don't understand.
So
I want to see you and be like, I'm happy to know that you are who you are. And I'm happy to watch you grow. I'm happy to watch you grow. I know that with enough experience that everything that people wrote about you and said about you wasn't true. Like, we can see that. Black women can see that. And we give y'all that grace. Can y'all give us that grace?
That's love. Oh, wow. Listen, woo. We got to figure out who the leaders are. Like, a lot of us are.
What do you mean by that?
Our marriages are, like, the family dynamic is broken. You got to go back.
For sure.
It's deeper.
For sure.
It's broken. Deeper.
No, it's broken.
It's deeper.
Yeah,
so,
no, you're
like,
right.
The whole dynamic, we don't know what a wife looks like in a lot of our communities. We don't know what a husband looks like in a lot of our communities.
I know what a wife looks like.
I was about to say, no. You know what a wife looks like.
My mom and dad have been married for 40
You know
years.
What a woman.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So right now I'm dealing with a situation with one of my family members. Postpartum. She just had a baby she has 3 kids. She's dealing with postpartum. Why is the family dynamic where, okay, you stay home, you take care of the kids? So it's like, okay, y'all know what a wife and a husband look like. That's what that shit looked like back in the day.
I'm saying women are more nurturer than a man to me.
Yeah, but now,
my opinion. I don't know.
Say that again.
The child fall. They always say, "Mama," because your mom.
Women are more nurturing.
Are more nurturing. They have.
Period.
They take care. This mama bear. They grab you and take care and love you. And we.
Get your ass up.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Get your ass up and stop complaining. Yeah. So here's my thing. The reason why I think, and this is just my theory. I love my black men, but I know that y'all are tough, and y'all not taught to be like what I feel. Like, you're not sitting around like, you know what, I feel like you hurt my feelings. I have never in my adult, big age life dated a man who told me about his feelings without me asking and pulling that out of him. So because you guys have been loved so hard in so many ways, you can't, if you ain't seen it, you can't give it. If you don't know what it looks like, you can't give it out. But we stay put. And so I want, what I'm saying is, back to my original point. Think about all the women you have ever dealt with over your life and how they've given you grace and been there and taken you back and nurtured you and walked you through. Like, you get a, and I'm not saying white women aren't this. What I'm saying is, black women will hold you down.
Yeah, for sure.
Way but harder. If you ever said to them, take your armor off, because I don't know how to love you, I don't know how to be with you, and you still got this armor on, she'd be like,
that's
okay.
Tough. Yeah, but that's why tough. I'm going back to that, y'all. We missing it right now.
It ain't easy. It's okay. No, I'm gonna do
tell
it.
Tell me what it's like.
No,
but how can you do it? How can you? But first off, what you're talking about, what you're saying is, and that's why I like to get to the root of it, and it's, I never grew up understanding what marriage looked like. I never seen marriage.
No, none of us did. Very few of us. Okay. You're the only one.
So with that being said, it's like you're saying it.
But you know how to treat
a woman. How are we supposed to sit around and connect?
Because when we get old enough to know better, we know better.
You know how to treat a woman. But I say, you know better than
you. When you get old enough to know better, you know better. I'm not talking to 20-year-old Pac-Man or Swaggy or Brandon. I'm talking to big age Brandon, Swaggy, and Pac-Man. Y'all know how to act. Whether y'all seen it or not, you know what is wrong.
You know.
Now, in the story.
So, but what I'm saying is the dynamic has, basically, let me try to articulate myself a little differently.
Because I'm struggling. I struggle.
You know what I realized? What I realized is
you gotta get rid of that.
Yeah, but here's what I realized is on this show too, like a lot of times, like I'm such a deep thinker and I just like to get to the root of shit. And so like I over-communicate and I communicate over people's head.
Sure.
So I'm gonna try to like really get to it. Back in the day, women stay at home, raise the kids, cook. Like you just talked about clean.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong with that.
Oh, but that's a lie.
No, that's true.
Because there's a group of women that says there's nothing wrong with that. And there's a group of women saying, Swaggy, when your ass come home after putting up 1,000 shots, okay, hold on.
So he makes that choice. He makes that choice who he wants to be with.
Yeah. No, you put up 1,000 shots.
Okay.
Your feet hurt. Your back hurt. No, you just spend all day watching film. You spend all day lifting, doing all this. Now I need you to also get in the kitchen. It's equal.
Nah, Brandon.
I need you to clean.
It's never equal.
Is there not a group of women? And I'm not saying, because I ain't trying to get canceled. Yeah. I'm not saying which way I'm at. What I'm saying is there's a group of women that says, you know what, I'm okay with the traditional way of women stay at home. I'm the provider. There's a group of women there, and there's a group of women saying, like, no, like,
understanding. That's not even traditional. That's understanding.
That's understanding what it is.
Listen. You want me to go to the kitchen?
Yeah, no.
You all right. I'm going to do this.
Brandon.
So you just brought up cleaning. That's not
do with me being sore. That's me just being a baby, a child.
Yeah, but then I disagree. Then you're a slime ball then.
Yeah, but I'm saying
I expect dinner to be cooked.
See what I'm saying?
I ain't with that. Like,
I'm cool with that. But I'm cool with that. You know why?
See, now that's what I'm getting
to. No. I'm cool with it.
I ain't never ate out of paper plate in my house.
Okay, so Pac-Man, does your wife work?
No. Yeah, she worked for me.
Exactly. And by the way, I can get canceled for this. I'm okay with that. Because if that's your job, you knew what it was when you signed up.
Yeah.
And that's what you did. You kept a good house. You cleaned the house. You made 3 square a day. You took care of the kids when it's time. Because you've been making the money. If I don't make money and contribute in that way, I would be the one who'd be like, I'm not going to really beef because he's been at work all day. But this is coming from a woman who makes all her own money. And ain't nobody bought nothing for me. Buy my house, buy my car, buy my everything. Like, real talk. I'm talking, I can give you both. I have a friend who was a stay-at-home wife for years. And I was like, you deserve every cent you got.
If you'd have been with me, your ass still would have been had to cook.
That's
how you got to pick and choose.
We got to pick and choose. By the way, if you told me you want your woman to cook this, that, and the other, I'm like, you're not for me.
Yeah.
Peace and love to you.
Why you can't cook?
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Hold on.
What is wrong with you cooking?
I can cook, but if you expect 3 meals a day from my hard work,
that's the tension.
You got
no, see,
that's the tension. That's the difference between
tension. Nobody correct. Said
do you get what I'm saying?
Correct.
Oh, baby, what do you want to eat? Yeah. The show has started. Now we get into it.
No.
Because
no,
I'm different than no. you, Pat. Hold on 1 second, CC.
Yo.
I ain't trying to mute you because okay, I don't want no ahead. Problems with
go
you.
Ahead.
You know?
Go ahead.
You can give your opinions on this show.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
I'm different than you. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about all that. Just love me. You cook. I don't care. Go. Make $10 million
that's
a year.
That's your preference.
That's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying, though.
So
hold on. So what
I'm
you
going
saying?
Through the line at McDonald's, I got to pick what
you,
I like.
Listen. Correct. Listen, Mishi, bomb ass chef, cook, whatever. She know what I like, and that's what she how when she love on me, she know my salmon, my broccoli, because I still like that. I eat healthy, right? And she, but it's how she
still.
Do it. She
that's
slices
crazy.
My potatoes, boom, boom, boom. So special moments, she know how to do that for me. After every game, she cooked me my brownies, her eggs, her breakfast, the best. But at the end of the day, making $10 million a year, babe, what do you want? What do you want to do? Okay, let's go get a chef for this moment.
Oh, yeah, that's
so,
cool.
So, but
that's
what I'm saying cool. to you is...
We do the same thing.
But you got the old school mentality where
no,
like...
because we do have a chef too, but yeah, we don't use the chef every day.
Come on, like, man.
I'm saying...
You know your woman ain't gonna cook every day.
Like, and I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, because I agree with CeCe, is like, you know... Sitting down, understand, like, right. Are we on the same page?
I'm just saying, goddamn, you got to be whipping up.
Never
we know we got the chef. Bro. That chef ain't going to be there every day.
Everybody has a chef because everybody got money. Okay, right. So we moved on.
You got Uber Eats
no,
now.
What
you
I'm saying
got,
is...
You can do other things. Like, you can order food now.
So
yeah,
rich.
But what I'm, but basically what I'm trying to say right now is, because go back to your point, why is there tension? Because... we don't have those type of conversations, what you talking about. I know what it is from the beginning. So we get into these relationships and it's like,
I know what it
you
is.
Might get what, you good.
In the
you got with somebody and y'all like, we a team, that's what we doing. And everybody on the same page. There's a lot of people, a lot of couples that don't do that from the beginning, and that's where the tension's at.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
Like the woman can get a job doing a relationship. What you gonna do then?
Let me ask you something. As a black woman, right?
Wait, I want to go
on,
back.
Hold on, just hit me
do out. You remember what you said to me off camera just now?
Yeah.
And nobody, I want. Can you say that again eventually?
Yeah.
Okay.
As a black woman,
oh my goodness,
right?
You're getting messy.
Can you be with a man that's making less money than you?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah. What about that?
That's a great question.
Hold on.
Kevin Samuels.
Answer that question.
Kevin Samuels. Go ahead and say no.
That's
be
a,
real.
I don't know. That's a great question. What I will say.
She know it's
no. No.
Sir, I had to go here for a whole month. You know, ain't paid no bills. Sitting on the couch.
Can I be your stay at home? Hey, can I be a stay at home man?
30 day lease. He got 20 more days.
Can I be a stay at home man? Can I be like, I'm going to get the kids.
Do you hear me? Wait, no. I'm going to stay home and get the kids.
Right?
Oh, no. You go to work.
You go to work, baby. You want food? You want food?
I got the baby.
I
got the baby.
Come on.
Yeah.
Now, can you be with a man?
Can you zoom in? Can you zoom in? All of this right here is why we can't have no normal conversation.
Yes, this is
they
great.
So proud. Y'all so proud of yourselves. Y'all gonna be good.
We don't do normal.
Okay, two things. One, the first thought is, I don't want to be with someone who makes a significant amount less. But if you're in the family of where I live.
No.
Okay.
Let her answer first. Let her answer before you respond. Okay. Or let her answer before you respond.
If you're in my family, like where I live and what I'm comfortable with, then I am not going to have a problem with it. Because here's the thing. The man who works on fries will cheat on you. So if I got to deal with some drama and you got to...
Hey, damn, you went there.
Go ahead.
So you say...
She ain't taking it at McDonald's.
Yeah, you say you ain't being real because you think he going to cheat on you?
No, my point is...
Reason?
My point is anyone
can... So you go into every
can...
relationship thinking somebody going to cheat?
No. I said anyone can do you bad. Not even just cheating. Anyone can do you bad. But when you worked hard and you have become accustomed to a certain lifestyle without help, not that I'm proud of it, I would like some help. I'm tired as f***. Come take care of me.
So
you'd
rather get cheated
come
on
take
by
care of me.
A person that got more money
no,
than...
No, I don't want to be cheated. My point is, I don't want to be cheated on period at all. But the point is that I am not going to make a situation where I have to make myself be less than. and if I only date black men, which I do, despite contrary, you know, popular opinion, if I'm gonna date a black man and I make more than him, like, I understand why that is. I'm aware of it. But if it's a significant amount less, I'm gonna really have a hard time with it.
Why?
I'm keeping it a buck. Because I'm not paying for you.
See, that's the problem, but a good dude can come, but a good dude.
So if a good dude comes and he makes
nothing. Zero.
Okay, no.
Hold on.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
So you got a preference.
I'm right again. I wish we had all the women on the damn show right now.
I'm not doing it. Because guess what? You know why I'm not doing it? Because y'all date the baddest bitches with the biggest booties and the smallest waist and all that other shit that y'all want. And y'all don't ever think twice about y'all demands. So if I have a demand that says, don't you make less than me by this amount, that's significantly better than what y'all demand. Y'all be having the baddest of bitches and let her fall off. Y'all get 10 more.
No.
So here's the thought process. Because you have this unbelievable scale of what you think a woman looks like, which is unbelievable. I can't compete with the whatever the hell y'all think is possible that is created in y'all mind. And then y'all like, I don't fool with her because she got a corn on her pinky toe. But like, y'all be on that crazy stuff. So for me to say I want a man who's gainfully employed and living in my world and not making my life less than,
hold
it's
on,
fine.
Kevin
he can have, and here's the thing. Here's
90%
the
thing. Of the black men are out the window because they're not in the text.
Okay.
What you about? No, go ahead. Finish.
Nope.
Yeah, all right.
Finish your thoughts.
See, all right, so here's what I'm saying.
And I'm not afraid of none of y'all, so keep it
I need more wine.
Kevin Samuel.
And we not...
I ain't afraid of none of y'all.
So she said she ain't dating nobody that make less.
Put CC over here
no,
right
now.
No.
I said significantly
right
less.
So if he makes
less. I said significantly less.
Let's just say
hold on. You just had your space to talk.
Y'all
let's
cool.
just
me
say,
and ESPN.
Can
you?
I have some wine too?
He got to be making over $250,000.
And it's not fair.
I got a daughter. She better not bring no broke dude home.
Fact.
Oh, no. You ain't in the conversation
right now.
I'm
joining in.
No, you ain't.
I'm turning around. I'm not in. I'm out.
But no, so basically.
It's hard out here in the streets, boy.
Let's say you my sister. You making $1 million.
Okay.
Hell, you should be making for real. If we look at the market, you should
just
be making three.
Just get to the point.
All right. So I'm trying to get people to subscribe and follow and partner with CC.
Thank you. You
cracked if
me.
If the bread is good, and then you get, and then you come to me and say, bro, you know, I got this young man, I got this gentleman, he's phenomenal. He mm-hmm. loved me. Mm-hmm. We see the world the same way. All right. We about to have these babies, right? And financially we set. I'm on TV. I can work for the next 20 years making $3 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What I need right now is him to make sure home is good, the babies are good, because I'm out. I gotta get swaggy. I gotta go get Kaepernick. I gotta get AB. I'm gonna go get this person. I'm working. We good financially, so make sure the home is good.
Yeah.
I don't need him to contribute from a financial standpoint.
There
you know what I'm gonna say? I'm gonna say this. If he love you and he doing his job in that aspect, he cool.
I think that's beautiful. And I love that you are open-minded and you are a father that is kind. Do you agree with him? Would you do the same? Yes or no? Would you do the same for your daughter? If she met a broke guy and she's making over $1 million a year and she was like...
If he wasn't like a little gangster.
And he loved her and took care. You wouldn't care.
Same with you? Yeah.
Pac-Man, you saying?
I don't want nobody to date my daughter. I ain't
wifey
lie.
Did
I
just this again.
She just did this.
Period.
What wifey thinking
period.
Right now?
Would you care if your daughter married a man who had no money?
Right, I would care.
You say you would care?
Yes.
Why would you care?
Because anything go wrong,
I'm gonna have to take care of all this.
But that?
Why wouldn't I not care? Like,
oh, she makes
it do
she
play
did,
a little part in it though. Like, I'm not saying he gotta make more than her, but this nigga need to be doing something.
No, he taking care of the family. The same thing you
what,
said with
what
wifey.
Family?
Wifey, you said does wifey not, work?
I'm
you said no,
just,
she worked
I'm,
for me.
I'm thinking you saying that they mean each other, she making this amount of money, and ain't no kids.
I say you be the man you want, right?
Like, if she making $3 million.
So, wait a second.
Say you meet the man you
want.
But
wait, time out. I make $3 million. I meet a man who.
He got to be doing so.
End of story.
Say you meet the man you want.
I'm
I want to. Are we? Are we? Wait, time out. I don't want that to go away. I want you to say that a black man agrees with me that no matter how hard I work, how much money I make, and how hard I work, I gotta have a man who's doing something.
Well,
why is that important?
What if he loses his job? What if he loses his job? While y'all 5 years in?
I'm good. If he loses his job, I'm supporting him. I'm there. Though. I'm not going nowhere.
Can you explain why that's important though? Because like,
so what's the difference?
Because I'm with you with.
What's the difference? I met you when you was working.
But you know me.
No. I'm saying if I meet a guy and he has a job, 5 years in, he loses his job, and I'm the sole breadwinner, I'm good with that. Because I'm going to hold you down and I'm going to build you back up because that's just what we do like magic.
What if you don't want to build back up?
Right.
And then...
So if you don't get built back up, you're going to leave?
He will be built back up.
But what if he don't want to?
Then that's more even deeper, right? If he don't want to work no more, if he's done,
he and I are not spiritual, we're not even aligned.
If I'm dating somebody, if I'm about to be with you and you mentally just don't want to do anything else anymore, then I picked the wrong one.
No, you didn't, because listen, that's a business job.
Like, so I don't know how you feel.
It's not about a job, it's about doing something. Your friend just said it.
He's taking care of your kids.
He's taking care of the house.
5 years in, you got 3 kids.
Oh yeah, no. But he wasn't, we're talking 2 scenarios. You taking care of the kids and I'm working, I'm good. If you and I don't have no kids and we live in our best life and you just playing video games, it's a wrap, my G.
You're painting the picture wrong.
Yeah.
If you are an artist
without an income for years and we've been together and I've been working, I'm gonna have a problem with that.
But here's what I'm saying though. I feel like, and that's why I tried to go back and I said, it's hard for me to communicate at times. I try to go back to the root of it. The traditional approach is women work, man go provide.
Sure.
Right? I feel like we're out of that space now.
I don't think we are.
My thing is, if, like when I first came into the NFL, I thought like, yeah, if I'm cool with anything, if my woman work, I'm good. If she don't work, I'm cool with that as well.
Yeah, you guys like to think that.
I'm cool. I'm telling me personally.
Okay.
So, if a man, and the reason why is because it's hard as hell.
Hell yeah.
It's hard as hell to be a homemaker. You're talking about raising kids, you're talking about cooking, you're talking about cleaning, you're talking about even things that we don't see. Making sure the finances or we out chasing
around. How about just carpool?
So what if the man
just flip it? It's a 5-hour carpool, you driving kids to soccer and back and da da da.
So now flip it.
Okay. If my man's doing that, I'm good.
Okay, that's all I was saying.
I'm good.
Okay,
I don't disagree. If a man is, if in fact the roles reverse, because the only thing that is constant, fellas, is the fact that shit changes. You could have a job, you could be on top, you could be making more money than me, and you, 10 years later, I'm the breadwinner. I'm good with that. It's invested. We got kids. We doing this. But you talking about meeting somebody just off the street that don't have a job right now at this big age in life. I'm all set.
No, listen, we need to continue to create these spaces to have these conversations because none of our approaches are wrong.
Yeah.
To me, what I'm thinking, saying is this, is like, let's sit down and get on the same page.
That's it. But I think we all agree. Pac-Man, I like you for saying if I just met a dude just today and he ain't got no money, sure. I should be gone. Sure. I should not. Yes. Thank you. I co-sign 10 times. Brandon, if I'm in a relationship and I end up making the money and he is stay home, I'm good with that too.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for validating
and
me.
And you keeping it a buck, so I don't want my daughter to date nobody, but if she did, he can't be broke. If you don't want that for your children, you don't want that for anybody else. You just don't. That's just the end of the story. You don't want that for anybody else. I think that if you start approaching it like, what do I want for my daughter? What do I want for my kids? Y'all see it so differently. And that's where the grace comes in. And that's what I'm just telling y'all to give us. As y'all move through this life and make all this bread, bring me along, because I want bread too. I too would like to have all the bread. All my money.
I don't disagree with any of y'all approaches. My whole thing is, initially, what you said, let's get on the same page and we know what it is. I know how you feel, how you view women, how you view the world, how you want to operate as a family. Cool. We don't have those discussions initially. That's why we tension. That's what was your initial thing.
You're right.
Where's the beef from?
Yeah, you're
like
right.
Like if I come home and I walk in the crib like, where's my food? We talked about this from the beginning. We agreed on this because it's a business. Where's the food?
But if
all I'm saying is initially, let's sit down, CeCe, because I know I struggle sometimes articulating myself because I'm a deep thinker.
Deep.
deep. I like to pull back the layers, and it gets me in trouble at times.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, if we sit down and I say, like, yo, I'm cool with you not cooking, and then I walk in the house and you're not cooking, and I trip, that's on me.
Correct.
But if you say you want to cook, and then I walk in the house and you're not cooking, then that's on you, right? And it can be vice versa.
You're saying the tension starts with this black love because we don't communicate it off top.
Right.
I agree.
All right, let's end with this. What's next for you, real quick?
Oh God, I have so many projects, but listen, look, I roll my eyes. Yeah. No, I just, look, what I promised myself, and without getting specific, is that when I left ESPN, I would not be a slave to one master. I would make money and I'd have multiple revenue streams. And that's what I'm doing. I got my podcast, I have a TV show, I have a production company, I have a foundation, and I'm doing all the things that I think I should do to promote brown women and put them in a world where they can win. That's all my platform is about. So I thank you for like talking to me.
What was your most important story that you cover in your career at ESPN?
Colin Kaepernick.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Why, real quick?
Because it changed the game. It changed the game for y'all. It made you all have more power, and I don't know if you realize it in the moment, but it changed the game. And while he was reluctant and probably unknowing, had no idea what he would be and how he would affect the culture and sports and the politics of sports, it really gave you all athletes more power, and that made me happy.
Over the last decade, what athlete has been covered the most unfairly?
LeBron.
Really?
Yeah, LeBron can't, if he's not in the finals, he's a failure. LeBron, as a woefully innocent child, goes to Miami and does all this fun stuff and wants to live his best life, and everyone's like, you a sucker, you this, you that. And by the way, a lot of it had been brought to him. Like, his behavior probably encouraged some of it. But in my mind, I'm like, gosh, what he does is so disrespected. And I'm not just saying that because he's a Laker. I'm just saying, because even before, I was just
he's critiqued more than anybody.
He get critiques more. He is trash talk more than anybody. And what he's done is made everybody who ever plays with him gets more money if y'all get another deal. Man. Everybody who's ever played with him gets more famous.
For sure.
Which athlete hasn't gotten enough credit from the media over the last decade?
Which athlete has not received enough credit from the media over the last decade in all sports? I'm gonna move out of basketball. I'm gonna go to tennis. Serena Williams. I think we don't respect her.
Give me some.
Hey.
In the facility.
But did you think any other thing was gonna come out of her mouth?
Say it again.
Did you think anything else was gonna come out of her mouth?
My mouth?
Yeah.
You think, I thought about that. I was like, who doesn't get credit? She doesn't.
Well, why you say that, Swag?
I would not even, by the way, I was still thinking guys. I was thinking, like, who in football, who in basketball? I had a list for every player, and I'm like, here I am promoting women, and I'm forgetting about the main OG. If she was Jordan, she wouldn't be considered one of the best female athletes of all time. What she's done for tennis, how she's revolutionized the game, is equivalent to what Larry Bird and Magic Johnson did for the NBA Finals, and no one respects her.
People respect her, but she doesn't get enough credit.
Like, she does not get any credit. That you respect her, but you don't give her credit. Pete Sampras, Andy Roddick, Andre Agassi, all of these tennis players, white male tennis players, who were considered the golden boys of tennis for American tennis, sit up here.
You still missing
it. I think she get more credit.
You still missing it. You missing it. That's why I said my answer's more authentic than yours.
Go ahead.
I have a sign up in House of Athlete. It says, greatest female athlete ever, and female is crossed out.
Greatest athlete, period.
Because most of the athletes that come in
greatest
right now
athlete,
is male.
Greatest athlete, period.
She's the greatest athlete ever.
Period.
She is the GOAT. And I've been saying that for five years.
She's the best athlete I've ever seen. She's football and baseball.
But I'm talking about what she has done in the sport of tennis.
Okay.
I don't believe you said that just because
nobody ever done that.
No one has ever done that, and you know what it takes.
I don't think you said that just because she's a woman.
You think I'm saying that just because she's a woman? No, what it is, I'm making a statement. What I'm saying, what I said is, let me tell you why.
Greatest athlete
ever.
Let me tell you why.
We don't want to play football.
Let me tell you why.
Women, but you got Deion, you got
Jordan,
MJ, you got LeBron.
It is intentional. I sat back and I put this facility together, and I'm saying, okay, we're going to have some of the best athletes in the world coming in. Probably 70% of the guys, people that come in, are going to be dudes. I did intentionally say, let me make a statement. I got Bruce Lee up, I got Muhammad Ali, et cetera, et cetera. I'm saying, and I put up Simone Biles as well. And I said, damn, this is a great quote. I designed this little photo. And the reason why I did this is because I'm saying, like, yo, when we talk about the GOATs and the greatest of all time, we don't think about women.
She's a GOAT.
But if you really think about what she has accomplished over her career, why isn't she
in the discussion with MJ, bro? Like, she is in the conversation with MJ. You asked me who doesn't get credit. She doesn't get enough credit. She doesn't get credit for revolutionizing.
But have you ever heard her conversations, when you think anyone ever say who's GOAT, the GOAT?
GOAT is Tom Brady, is Michael Jordan, is everybody else but a woman.
At the end of the day, sports is it's majority of man's world. So it's hard to say this woman is better than every man that played.
And by the way, that is the smart, correct. That is the smart response, because it's unfair.
Yeah, it's unfair, but I'm not going to just say just because she's a woman, she's better than.
Yeah, but I really believe that, though. To me,
okay, so
I
love her.
I really believe that. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Like, if I put her on a field next to.
But that, no.
And I want my daughter to break all her records so she can be the greatest athlete of all times.
If I put her next to MJ, I want to see who jump higher. And since you said athlete.
Yeah, but you define that athlete. You're so much more than athlete.
I want to see her play two sports, not just tennis. I want to see her go from the tennis
field.
We got to
define. Bro,
gymnastics.
If Serena Williams, and I hate, no, because that's what we
get. I want to see her do backflips. All
right, last question before you go. Last question. Besides Ms. Hill, who was the favorite person that you worked with ESPN?
Kobe. Let's talk Kobe.
We can talk Kobe all day. You know I love him. He can do no wrong. He can do no wrong for me. The person that I love the most working with, y'all, and I don't know if y'all know him, but he was my co-host. His name was David Lloyd. And he did Coast to Coast with me. And he's a white man, older. He's been for about 20 plus years. I'm going to tell you why I loved him the most. Because he changed my, let me tell you why. He changed
all this
my
stuff
perspective.
About black power, black love.
Here we go.
I'm definitely out. Boy, I love you, sis. Love
We had to fight to get a meal, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite the skills. Facts. He been riding for the fam, you got a light that we can wheel straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.